bit of a superstitious person, and I happen to agree with you, Alex. You are back for a reason.
Gene Hunt is at the heart of this. You're all right.
Are you fooled everyone into believing in you? But I have the unpopular job of showing the world what you really are. I know what you did 3 years ago. The things you've done, oh, they won't want to believe it. But in the end, they will see.
Gene and the team are appearing in a video reminiscent of Billy Joel's 80s classic. Gene buttons up and tucks in his green mechanic shirt, then removes a magazine from a locker and steps across a garage. He performs some choreographed moves with Ray, Chris and another cop. The Quattro is parked nearby. Alex is sitting in it, wearing a strapless black and white dress and a black wide-brimmed hat. Alex winds the window down as Gene and the boys strut alongside the car. Alex wakes from her dream. Lying on the sofa in her flat, she picks up a remote control and turns off her TV, which is showing only a screen full of static. Then she turns it on again.
Where is everybody?
At the police station, a builder listens to a radio as he works in the ceiling cavity above the team's office. Shaz is trying to work at her desk, but the noise is clearly getting to her.
Sorry, love, we've got to drag this place into 1983.
You got one of your migraines, Shaz?
Just shut up.
Alex arrives in the office. She sees Gene sitting at the desk in his private office. She goes over to her own desk and, glancing at Gene, checks a file in one of the drawers. Then she spots the numbers 6620 carved onto the top of her desk.
Who did this?
Don't know, Mum.
Gene comes out of his office.
Right, this is CID, not the Radio 1 Bloody Roadshow. Now listen up. Keats is in today. He wants to interview you all about the efficiency of the ship I run. What are you looking at?
Billy.
Gene returns to his office and Alex stares down at the mysterious carved numbers on her desk.
My name is Alex Drake. I was shot and found myself in 1983. Is it real or in my mind? Either way, I have to solve the mystery of what all this means and fight to get home. Because time is running out.
BBC. Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster, Montserrat Lombard, and Daniel Mays. Co-created by Matthew Graham, co-created and written by Ashley Farrow. An excited Ray approaches Chris at the police station.
Oh, have I got a treat for you, my friend, in the interview room?
Nah, I've got to open the post.
Sod the post, come on, come on.
Pretty female twins are sitting in the interview room.
Look at the puppies on them.
Who are they?
I pulled them for speeding. They were in Daddy's car, so they're desperate for me to lose the paperwork.
I've got to go and open the post.
What is wrong with you? I'm talking a couple of hand jobs here, minimum.
I don't want a hand job.
What do you want?
Love. Look it up.
Pill a biter.
Gene's doing some paperwork when Alex enters his office.
What?
So did somebody get out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
Yes, they did.
And since DNC have taken such a keen interest in our progress, I now find myself with five times the paperwork.
Can't have five times nothing.
And if I'd known Driller Killer out there was coming in today, I wouldn't have opened a second bottle of Johnny Walker. What is it?
Sam Tyler.
I told you, Bolly, I'm not talking about it.
But why? I'm not asking you to be disloyal to his memory, I just...
Sam Tyler was a friend of mine. Sam Tyler died. End of. It is not a subject for small talk.
But I know how fond of him all of you were. I just wanted to find out a little bit more about him. How he died, and...
Are you deaf?
Open! It's on my desk! Open! It's on my desk!
Chaz, what's the matter?
Sorry, love, I only put it down for a minute.
Ah!
Chaz!
Hey, if you're riding the cotton pony, you can bloody go home and do it!
Disgusting.
Chaz!
Chaz, what's happened?
Just leave me alone, all of you!
What's wrong with that girl? Ever since you stopped giving her...
Right, you lot, sit down and do some bloody work! I've got DNC coming down on me like a ton of bricks, and all you bastards can do is bicker like girls. It stops now! Right, we just have 5 minutes peace and quiet while I feed my hangover a small scotch. Thank you.
Chris opens a padded envelope and a severed hand drops out.
Christopher!
Looks like you got your hand job after all, mate.
I'd say a young woman, between her late teens and late 20s. No rings.
When did she die?
About 3 days ago. It's just starting to decompose.
Well, good, it's not my aftershave, then.
Was the hand removed pre or post-mortem?
A post, but only by an hour or so.
Anything under the fingernails? Fibres? Hair? What's your guess at the instrument used?
It's hard to say. It's a very sharp blade. It's not hacked.
Right, well done. I've probably got about 18 forms to fill in about this.
There was one interesting thing.
What?
You see the raised welt on the palm?
It's like a burn.
It's precisely what it is. It's like she's been branded.
Chaz, get me the missing person reports for the last week. We need to ID that hand. I want you two to look over all the unsolved murder files of young women over the past 2 years. Pay special attention to the mortuary reports and photographs.
That's a lot of files. I've got arrest forms to fill in. I'll get to it later.
You'll get to it now.
You can't pull rank on me, Alex. Not anymore.
I'm telling you, Bolly, this is a one-off.
No, I'm not so sure. Branding a victim is a very specific psychological trigger. If he or she's killed before, they could have left the same calling card on other bodies. A calling card which wasn't picked up because it wasn't being looked for.
I don't buy it. If this nutter has done this before, why haven't we been sent body parts before?
Maybe something's happened that's... changed the murderer's situation and he wants us to know about it. And if we don't pick up on this clue, he might feel the need to send us another one.
What, another murder?
An interesting theory. Sorry, not my case. Sorry.
Can we be of assistance, James?
Just continuing my interviews. The iCarling, please.
Ray stands up and follows Jim out of the room. Now Alex is at her desk, flicking through the file on Sam Tyler. She's looking at a photo of an upturned car when Chris walks over.
Mum?
Yes, Chris?
It's Chaz. She's not been herself these last few days.
What's the matter with her?
No idea.
Well, have you asked her?
She won't give me the time of day.
All right. I'll have a word.
Thanks, Mum.
Chris, you were friends with Sam Tyler, weren't you?
Well, I'm not sure about friends. He was more of a mentor, really. An amazing bloke.
Were you there when they found his car in the river?
No, the bloke had split up and so did we. It was the government who found his car.
Right, thanks.
Why do you ask?
No reason.
Chris walks off.
Mum, I think I might have some in. The contrary left arm.
It's a crescent.
Her name's Fiona Day. They found her body in a shallow grave in Hoxton.
Chaz, who was the investigating officer?
The investigating officer was Jean Hunt.
Jim shows Ray into his office and gestures for him to take a seat on the opposite side of a desk.
It's not much, but it's home.
It's hotter than a Mallorcan minge in here.
Sorry, poor blood circulation. Tell me about leaving Manchester.
Well, when we came down south with the Gov, we didn't know what we'd find. I'm not saying we played it completely by the book.
Oh, I'm glad you're not saying that.
But we created something special down here. We're a team.
Drake?
Yeah. Even she has her moments.
Your loyalty does you credit.
It's not loyalty. It's the truth.
Listen, Ray. I haven't come here to bury Fenchurch East or Jean Hunt. Just tell your mates that I'm just a man trying to do a difficult job. If they help me, I think I can make it work. All right?
They exchange smiles, and Ray gets up and leaves. Jean's looking at a photo of a dead woman.
Fiona Day.
You didn't find a single suspect.
Well, there was an ex-husband, but he was as devastated as anyone, had a cast-iron alibi. She led a blameless life, I found nothing.
Except for the mark on her arm.
Well, that wasn't brought to my attention. I went to a funeral.
You went to a victim's funeral?
Yeah, I felt I let her down, Bolly. Still do.
There must be some connection.
Right, we take it wide, get in touch with every force in the country. Tell them to dig out their old pathology reports.
Alex is sitting in her flat, flicking through the TV channels with her remote. She switches to an edition of Mastermind.
What can be used as an occupational name and a given name for both genders?
Tyler, meaning doorkeeper of an inn.
What M means to kill intentionally and with premeditation?
Murder.
Speak up, please, Sharon.
Murder!
Alex wakes with a start, but then returns to her snuggled-up position on the sofa.
So, that's six young women, murdered over a three-year period, each of them branded somewhere on their body with the shape of a crescent.
Can't believe nobody picked up on it.
Well, the marks were small, nobody was looking for them.
What connects the cities?
Well, there's London, obviously, Bristol, Sheffield, Norwich and Newcastle.
They've all got crap football teams.
Maybe the killer was a travelling salesman.
Maybe he's covering his tracks. Keeping it arbitrary.
Don't believe in arbitrary. There's a sequence, a pattern. We just haven't found it yet.
So what about the girls?
Well, all dark-haired, slim.
Turning tricks?
No evidence that they were. The only thing that really links these girls is their death.
There must be someone else that links them.
Social club, maybe?
Don't think so.
Each victim was buried in a shallow grave on waste ground.
And the branding, what's that all about?
I took the photos to forensics and all they'd say is the edges were quite defined. You know, like the brand wasn't homemade.
Chris, the package the Anne was in.
It was sent from a post office six streets away, with no fit on the handwriting.
Right, nobody has a thought about anything else till we nail this. There's a pattern here, we find it.
In his office, Jean's pacing thoughtfully when he looks through the window to where Alex is walking back to her desk. He goes over to a notice board on the wall. There's a newspaper cutting pinned to it which reads, Colleague Tribute to D.I. Sam Tyler. He stares at it for a moment, then rips it down and screws it up. Now Jean's looking through the photographs of Fiona Day's body. He opens a file containing a photo of Fiona when she was alive and well. He gazes at it before closing the file again. Then Jean leaves his office.
When are we at our most vulnerable? Ray.
I'm never vulnerable.
When we're in love?
When we're just out of love, Bolly. When we're feeling scared, when we think we're going to spend the rest of our lives on our own.
Who exactly are we talking about here?
Fiona Day was recently divorced. Her friends said that she was devastated over the failure of her marriage. She feared loneliness and was hoping for a fresh start with a new man.
Debbie Saunders, divorced 2 years.
Nellie Jones, divorcee.
Martha Davis, divorcee.
Still don't see how this helps us.
You're a scummy sort of a guy, Ray.
I beg your pardon.
Where do you go to meet women?
Same place as most blokes do. Bus stations, pubs. Art galleries?
Art galleries?
Yeah. Scientifically proven that lonely birds love art.
Ray.
Where else?
I don't know. And I refute the insinuation that you
Where
are...
Where else?
Dating agencies. I mean, so I've heard. They're popping up all over the place, aren't they, for men to meet women? So I've heard.
Chaz, where's that Cosmo you were reading?
Oi, canary boy, don't stop that whistling, I'll rip your lips off.
There was an article in here about it somewhere.
You haven't ever been to one, then?
Of course not. Sad losers, those kind of places.
Yeah, and the lonely and the vulnerable.
I read that article on female circumcision, ma'am. It's very interesting.
There it is. The Crescent Moon Dating Agency, founded by Elaine Downing. She sets up new branches, gets them up and running, and then franchises them out.
What sort of sad bastard uses an agency like that?
Sad bastards like Ray, I reckon.
I have not used a dating agency. And if you suggest that one more time, I'm going to kick your arse.
Kick mine first.
List the agency's offices. Hoxton, Bristol, Sheffield, Norwich, Newcastle. And a new one's just opened up in Fenchurch a couple of months ago.
Right, let's go and hang on upside down and see if any murderers fall out.
Girls, can't just go in there like a bull in a china shop. We'll scare our killer off. I've got a feeling he's about to kill again. Maybe he's going to choose a woman from this new Fenchurch branch.
What, and your alternative is?
Well, I could go in as bait. Pretend I'm a lonely woman looking for love.
There's no change there, then. No, I don't like it.
It would impress the hell out of Keats. Could have got the bus. Quite happily got the bus.
Jim to Chris.
Fenchurch East has got a comparatively poor clean-up rate. How do you feel about that, Chris?
Well, it's only because we don't fill in all the paperwork half the time. Gov says we were put on this earth to catch bad people, not to push pens. Nothing wrong with pens.
Would you say all your arrests have been above board and legal?
Define legal.
Created by, permitted by, in conformity with, or relating to, the law.
Yes, well, I suppose, technically.
So you've put down on your assessment form that you're, ambitious.
I think I am, yes.
Only you've been with DCI Hunt for some years now. Is it time you got out from his shadow? Spread your wings a bit?
I guess I'm not an ambitious man, then. I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be than in the Gov's shadow.
Well, I wish I could say the same about a senior officer. I envy you.
Alex and Jean are parked across from the dating agency.
Doesn't look much, does it? I'm not sure about you doing this on your own, Bowles. What are you doing?
Just trying to look plain and a little bit desperate. What do you think?
Just don't get yourself killed. Wouldn't play well with our Jimbo Keats, eh?
I'll try not to.
At the station, Chris is looking at a photo of one of the dead girls when Ray comes over.
Fabulous puppies.
Steady on, mate. She's been dead 2 years.
Not her. The twins. Come on, me and you. Double day. What do you say?
Oh, I don't know.
Chas.
What?
Nothing.
You don't mind if Chris starts going out on dates again, do you? Meets other women.
It's nothing to do with
moves
me.
On, rediscovers his mojo. All
right. All right.
Puts his face between two big, lovely fun bags and goes...
Like I said, it's nothing to do with me.
I'll give him a ring.
Alex is sitting opposite a fair-haired woman in her 40s.
So all you need to do is fill out this form so that we can learn some of your likes, some of your dislikes. I'll then circulate your details to any of our gentlemen that I think might be of interest to you.
Is it safe?
It is, as long as you're sensible. Meet in a busy public place, tell a friend where you're going.
Have any of your dates ever gone wrong?
You're a very attractive woman, Miss Winslet.
Call me Kate.
I don't suppose you've had any trouble finding gentlemen.
Well, you know, it's finding the right one, really, that seems to be the problem. My husband and I were divorced last year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you think that might be a problem with any of your gentlemen? You know, the stigma that's attached to being a divorcee.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for love. You got any?
I'm not going to go and see a kid's film.
It's not a kid's film, mate. Alec Guinness is in it.
Oh, and what's the name of his character?
Obi-Wan. Ben Kenobi.
Yeah. We, my friend, are going to go and see The Hunger. Catherine Deneuve and Susan Sarandon in a sci-fi lesbian romp.
Do you fancy the flick, Chas?
No, thank you.
Chris is about to go out the door when he stops and looks back at Chas.
Drink?
She doesn't respond, and he heads out. In Jean's office.
Why did you have to come crashing in like that? I was just getting somewhere with her.
Because I'm not letting you take all the glory with little Jimmy.
You just can't stand not being in control, can you?
You know, you presuppose that the killer is a man. Well, what if I manage to flush out that the killer is a woman?
control freak.
What did you put for favourite meal?
It's personal.
It's a police investigation.
I once had the most amazing roast foie gras with gooseberry, braised kombu and crab biscuit. What did you put?
Steak and chips.
Favourite artist?
Herb Albert and his Tijuana Brass.
Herb Albert?
Yes, women love it. Reminds them of sun and sea and getting poked behind an electricity substation in Torremolinos. What did you put?
George Brack.
You know what? You're going to get every soppy pustular version this side of the Blackwall Tunnel.
At least I'll get some replies. Favourite drink? Bitter, but only from central Manchester. Favourite film? High Noon. Most admired person? Winston Churchill. Philosophy on the opposite sex. Maid in the living room, cook in the kitchen, whore in the bedroom.
Women admire honesty, Bowles.
You know how many replies you're going to get, don't you? None.
Just off home, Gov.
Bye, Shaz. What's the matter with that girl?
Favourite film, Thelma and Louise. Never heard of it.
Hasn't come out yet.
Favourite drink, Sauvignon Blanc, but only from the South Island of New Zealand.
Where does Shaz live?
No idea, never asked her. And I've told you more than once, buddy, Nelson Mandela is a terrorist.
A despondent-looking Shaz is walking home through the darkened streets, listening to music on some headphones. She turns off into a narrow alley. Alex is following her from a discreet distance. As Shaz's shadow disappears around a corner ahead, Alex's mouth opens in astonishment. Something strange and inexplicable has occurred. The alleyway ahead has gone, and she finds herself gazing at stars and the night sky. She turns to look behind her, and when she looks back again, there's a street directly in front of her.
You following me?
On a bench by the Thames.
I don't know what's up with me, Mum. I know I'm letting the team down.
I'm not letting anybody down, Shaz. I'm just worried about you. You're not your usual happy, battling self.
No, I'm not.
Is everything all right at home?
Yeah.
Is it Chris?
I miss Chris a bit, I guess, but I know it's right we're not together.
So what is it then?
I think it might be the police force.
The police?
All I'd ever wanted to be was a copper. And I was so proud when I made it.
Shaz, you're such a good cop and you're getting better by the day.
I just don't feel I belong, Mum, if truth be told.
Oh, of course you do.
You're amazing. You take all their insults and sarcasms and you turn that into energy. I just don't know how to do that.
It's because deep down, at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want a strong CID.
I think you lot would be better off without me.
No, Shaz.
I think I might be a lot happier without you lot too.
Alex looks down sadly.
Well, we'll keep talking. Good night again, Jess.
Night. Oh, Mum, you're rubbish at following people.
At the station, Ray's holding a telephone as he talks to Alex.
Why can't I just get onto Crescent Moon and pull out the questionnaires the dead girls have filled in?
Because I don't want anyone getting wind that we're close to this man.
Chris comes in carrying some files.
Chris, if you weren't at the scene of Sam's disappearance...
I wasn't, Mum.
Who took this photograph?
The upturned car.
I don't know who took it, Mum. It wasn't me. It's probably Ray.
Viv comes over with a fair-haired man.
Mum, this is Colin Danson. His wife Sandy's been missing for 3 days.
Estranged wife. She pissed off a month ago and left me with the kids.
Right, well, you can help him fill in the paperwork, can't you, Viv?
Mr. Danson got a phone call from his wife's bank this morning. Seems he's still her next of kin.
They said they hadn't been able to contact her about a series of odd payments made over the past 4 days.
Well, what was odd about the payments?
Well, they were mostly for alcohol and betting shops. She doesn't drink, she doesn't gamble.
Mr. Danson got an invoice in the post addressed to his wife.
A I've been to her flat. She wasn't there. She hasn't been there for days. My kids are worried sick.
Who is the invoice from?
Crescent Moon Dating Agency.
Oh, I love that bit when Susan Sarandon was slurping on Catherine Thingy's dick.
Ray.
What?
Please shut up. I spoke to the woman who runs the off-license. She said every day at the same time, a man goes in to buy the shopping for his sick mum. Uses a checkbook signed Mrs. Danson.
What, you really think he's our man?
Sure of it. She said if he comes in today, she's going to draw the blind.
I've been looking forward to this moment for years.
He's dangerous. He wants us to catch him, but not before he's played out his sick little game. He's going to fight like a cornered wildcat.
Good. I like a bit of sport.
Gov, there's the blind. That's the signal.
Let's go.
A teenage boy.
Who the hell are you?
Don't shoot me. Please. I don't know anything, Mr. Hunt.
Shut it. Are you a killer, Harris?
No, Mr. Hunt.
Are you a dishonest little scroter who's been buying shit lager with somebody else's checkbook?
Yes, Mr. Hunt.
Where'd you get the checkbook?
I can't remember. It all looks the same.
Is this strictly necessary?
No, but it's bloody good fun, though.
Over there!
Don't move.
Walking across waste ground.
Here's a fire.
There are always fires in shitholes like this.
A grubby bra.
Stop. Come on.
What else did you find?
Just a purse. Honest.
Clearing soil, Shaz finds a bloody stump.
Oh, my God. I'm sick of it.
She runs off with her hand over her mouth as the team begins unearthing a shallow grave. Chris finds a piece of paper.
Sandy Danson's driving license.
They all continue to dig into the earth, and something begins to appear beneath the soil. It's the face of a dead body. They all stop for a moment, and then remove more earth from around the face. They all stare down at it.
Right. That's the last play of his game, Bolly. I want him.
Back at the station.
Well, it's obviously going to take too long to check through all these replies in turn.
How many replies did you get, Gov?
That is not germane to this investigation.
It's true that we're a little bit short on female replies, so I'd like all of you to round up any female friends you may have.
Could give the twins a call.
Why would you want women who have nothing to do with the investigation?
Because I'm about to invent speed dating.
What?
It's very simple. The agency tells their clients they're about to hold a divorcee evening, a social event.
What, grab a granny?
We need a whole bunch of single women as well so that they don't get suspicious. Everybody has 5 minutes with each other, and then they move on.
And they said romance was dead.
And that's how we're going to trap the killer, with this speed dating thing.
Exactly. We're looking for a man who preys on newly divorced women, who travels up and down the country for work. And if he's there, I'll spot him.
I think it sounds stupid.
I don't recall asking for your opinion, Shaz.
This is an absolute outrage. When my clients sign up, I promise them absolute confidentiality. I'm not going to have them duped and deceived in this way. Ray? What are you doing here?
I work here. Not that I know you are.
But you said you were a soldier.
Right, moving on. One of your clients is a murderer. The rest are losers and tossers. Your point is?
My point is, I forbid it. If you carry on with this farce, I'll personally ring up every single one of my gentlemen and warn them off. All they're guilty of is looking for love.
Love? Oh, this isn't about love. No, there are no pink fluffy cushions. There are no chubby little angels firing bows and arrows. No, this is murder.
Well, I don't believe it. My gentlemen are perfectly honest men. They would not do a thing.
Here's what one of your lovely gentlemen did. Lust and filth, that's what you're selling.
Speed dating at Luigi's.
For historical reasons, British trains have a much smaller loading gauge than European or American trains.
Well, I never knew that. Funnily enough, I was on the train the other day, Ronnie, to Norwich. Have you ever been to Norwich?
Once.
My second husband was called Terry. He was a sweet enough bloke, I suppose, but thick as a fence post.
Why'd you marry him then?
He was hung like something off the beach at Weston-super-Mare.
But there must be one little area of your bodies that's not quite the same.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, I would. I really would.
Do you like football?
No.
Is DCI Hunt married?
There was Mrs. Hunter once, I believe.
Poor woman.
Now he's only married to his job.
All change.
Shaz is in the station kitchen making tea. Jim's standing at the door.
You're working late?
Oh, they're all down at Luigi's at this dating thing, but I didn't feel well enough to go.
Sorry to hear that.
He removes his glasses.
Why did you join the police force, Sharon?
To make a difference. Sounds stupid, doesn't it?
Not to me.
I had big dreams. I mean, I knew it wouldn't be easy being a woman and everything, but I thought if I put my head down and worked really hard...
Well, the police force is changing. Women will increasingly hold sway. I mean, look at Alex Drake.
I do. She's the most amazing woman I've ever met. She's also the one that's got me thinking that maybe this job ain't for me.
Not because you can't compete with her.
Not with any of them. I just don't think I'm cut out to do this for the rest of my life. I'm not strong enough.
What would DCI Hunt say to that?
He wouldn't understand. He's as brave as a lion and he don't have time for anyone who ain't.
Do you know what I think, Sharon? I think it takes enormous courage to realise you might have taken a wrong turn. And maybe this job isn't for you.
Do you think I should leave the force, sir?
I think you know exactly what you should do. Come on. I'll buy you a drink.
Jean's still sitting with the same date.
My fourth husband is a lovely man, dotes on me, worships me.
So why are you here?
He's dead. But he's still here with me in spirit. Wants me to be happy.
Weren't we supposed to swap when a bell went?
No one sat in your chair, darling, did they? Only me. I'm sat in your chair, babes.
Well, I'm sure this is not what you meant to do, but...
A photograph.
They're lovely. I suppose that's the on saving grace about my divorce. You know, that there weren't any children involved.
Actually, I'm not divorced. Their mum died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ray's a top bloke. He's my best mate. He's a brilliant copper.
If you don't want to talk to me, just say.
What's the most unusual place a bloke's ever made love to you?
Probably my bottom.
It's unconventional, I'll say that. She's quite a woman, your Alex Drake.
Shaz glances over at Alex.
Why don't you go and talk to her, sir? I'll be fine here.
Don't be silly.
She doesn't bite.
All change again, please.
My name's Jim, and I've been looking for love in all the wrong places.
My knickers are in my handbag. What do you say to that?
Jean leans forward.
Herb Albert, there's Tijuana Brass.
When this is all over, why don't we nip upstairs and have a game of cards?
Upstairs?
Yeah, mate of ours has got a flat above the restaurant.
Do you think he'd mind?
So she, actually. And it looks like she's a little busy at the minute. So how's about it?
I think I'm going to go home, Luigi.
Oh, stay. Lovely Shaz. Got the house.
Shaz turns to look at Chris, who's sharing a table with Ray and the twins.
I just don't feel a part of it anymore.
Music, I like Elvis Costello, Philip Glass, Marlowe.
I love Marlowe.
The Adagio from his Fifth Symphony.
I love it.
Luigi, if you don't ring that bloody bell, I will ring it for you.
All change again, please.
Ray, Chris, and the blonde twins are in Alex's flat, playing cards. Chris is only wearing his underpants.
So, tell me again.
Is it Ace's eye all up?
Hi.
Jean to Alex.
Well, that went well. I just spent a precious evening with a bunch of sluts and losers.
He wasn't there.
No, but he might have been. That's the frustrating thing.
No, he wasn't. There was no pattern. There was no response to my questions.
I'm going home now.
Good night.
Nothing jumped out to you, did it, Lane?
No. Look, I can't tell you how sorry I am that my agency has been involved in these terrible crimes. I hope you find the person that killed these women.
Oh, I will. And the only dates you'll be going on will be with a very large man called Bubba and a tub of prison margarine.
Has he poisoned you all this, Mr. Hunt?
Oh, go back to Fluffyville, lady.
There is love in this world. People find it every day.
Shaz is listening to music on her headphones as she comes out of an underpass. Up ahead, she sees people running from a gang of kids who are carrying knives, baseball bats, and have scarves covering their faces. Shaz takes out her warrant card and runs towards the gang.
I'm a police officer! You're not under arrest! Put down your weapons!
What are you gonna do, babe?
I'll say it again! I'm a police officer! Put down your weapons!
Save the bitch!
Make the pigs quit!
Amongst the weapons Shaz is being threatened with is a chisel. She backs up onto a set of stairs.
Run, you'll pick up on the front, cunt!
She turns and runs up them. Now Shaz is by the river, watching light reflected on the darkened waters. Her expression is one of deep unhappiness. From Tower Bridge against the black night sky, to Jean sitting at his desk. He has a glass of whiskey in one hand and a cigarette in the other as he stares down at the photographs of the dead girls in front of him. He knocks back the last of his whiskey. Shaz's face is among the nightmarish images that come to Alex as she lies asleep on her sofa. She wakes from the dream with a jolt and sits up, breathing heavily. At the station.
What we have to ask ourselves is why now? Some of the murder victims go back a couple of years or more, but we received no severed limbs, so why now?
She stuck around last night, mate. Oh, it's fantastic. The last time we tried this, I ended up dating the world's biggest trollop. I'm running out of patience, Bolly.
And the alternative is what, exactly?
I think D.I. Drake is right.
Find your own case, Keats.
Why now?
Maybe he wants fame.
Ted Bundy.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Carry on.
If he wants fame, why can't he just chop himself on a Wogan show?
Because he likes the game, he's enjoying making a fool of you.
Well, still doesn't explain why now.
He left giveaway marks on the bodies.
Which were missed.
Are we keeping you from your fetid office, DCI Keats?
Maybe he's using the hand as a bigger clue.
It's possible.
Maybe he's using the hand to accelerate the game.
But why?
Maybe he's sick.
Get away.
You mean physically sick?
Maybe he's dying.
He can't wait for us to put the clues together, so he had to help us.
Exactly.
He'll kill again.
So, is this a private game, or can we all join in?
Maybe he wants an easy life in the nick and die there.
He wants glory.
Get me the medical records of all Crescent Moon's clients.
Every city?
Every city. We contact their GPs, we find out if anyone's changed in their medical situation over the past couple of months. Will somebody please sort that noise out?
Shaz unplugs a worker's drill.
I'm only going to say this once, and I'd like you all to respect my decision and not to try to talk to me about it or try and talk me out of it.
Shaz?
Especially you, Chris. Now, I've thought long and hard about this. I've spoken to senior officers, and I'm resigning from the Metropolitan Police. No questions, no arguments. I've made my decision. Obviously, I'll work out my notice.
She goes to her desk and sits down. Jean looks at Jim. Later, Viv enters the office and hands a large envelope to Alex.
For you, Mum. You ordered it from Manchester.
Thanks.
She opens the envelope and pulls out a leather jacket. Also in the envelope is a form marked Personal Effects of D.I. Sam Tyler. Alex slips the whole package into a drawer.
Hang on a second. Here's something.
What is it?
This bloke was told he had terminal cancer a couple of months ago.
Let me see.
That's McLean. I met him speed dating. He's a widower, two kids, can't be.
Oldest trick in the book. Older wife's just died. Bringing up two kids on my own. Next thing you know, your ankles are right behind your ears.
Looks like you've been stitched up like a kipper, Bolly.
Little shit. Let's get him.
I know your professional pride is,
peaked.
Trampled on like a dead rat. One gloomy prognosis by a doctor doesn't make a case. We need evidence. See if he's got a record.
I could go in his bait again.
No, he's already seen you. He liked me young.
I am young, you rude git.
Young, divorced, dark-haired.
Jean looks over at Shaz.
No, I'm not going to try and talk you out of leaving, Shaz. I don't know why you want to leave. It makes no sense to me, but you're my colleague. You should ask no questions, and no questions will be asked.
Thank you, sir.
All I do ask of you is that you go out in a blaze of glory. You make me proud of you.
I know what you want me to do, and believe me, if I thought I was capable of doing it, I wouldn't be leaving.
Shaz, all over this country there are women lying in unmarked graves. Now it's our job and responsibility to stop this bastard from killing again.
Please don't ask me.
I wouldn't ask you if I didn't think you could do it.
She starts to weep.
Then no more. I give you my word.
A toolbox on the floor of the police station. A clock on the wall that reads nearly 5 minutes to three. Elaine sitting in front of a red phone when Shaz comes over to her.
So how does it work? I sent out your details to McLean, as I normally would send out a new client. I said that there was a lot of interest, so if he hadn't phoned back by three, then...
No, those twins. Almost identical. Not quite.
He'll phone back, and then I'll tell him that I'll forward his details on to you. It'll be your choice when and where you meet him.
You didn't go anywhere near those twins, did you, Ray?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You've got to tell. You stroke that tash when you're lying.
Oh, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Shaz is staring nervously at the red phone.
You don't have to do this. Not if you don't want to.
Be the last thing I do.
Don't say that.
Jean comes out of his office as Elaine answers the phone.
Crescent Moon Dating Agency, Elaine speaking. How can I help you? Mr. McLean, how nice to hear from you. Yes, I think I can remember the young lady. She's new on our books. Sharon, delightful young lady. Yes, I'll be only too happy to pass your inquiry on to her. I hope she responds. You're very welcome.
She hangs up. And Shaz looks over at Jean, who stares back at her for a moment before returning to his office. A city pub at night.
Only the very young and the very beautiful can be so aloof.
Hanging out with the... A barmaid hands a drink over to a customer. At the far end of the quiet bar is Shaz. She sits on a stool looking tense and apprehensive. Chris and Ray are in the back of a van, listening to an audio feed from the pub. Chris starts a tape recorder.
Oh, this is wrong. She's clearly not in the right frame of mind.
Say something to her, Gov, then.
I will. I bloody will.
Yeah, right.
Jean and Alex enter the van.
Anything yet?
Chris wants to say something.
What?
Nothing. You never stand up to authority, you twat.
You never got anywhere near those twins. Sad old it. Didn't.
Shaz is on the line here.
She's got some balls, I'll give her that.
One of us should be there.
Too risky.
Graham McLean approaches Shaz with a bunch of flowers.
Sharon?
Yeah?
Graham.
Oh, hello, I'm Sharon.
Yeah, Zed.
Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Me too. My wife died 2 years ago.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
You're probably not meant to do this, but...
He hands Shaz a photo of two young girls.
They're lovely.
They said they didn't want their daddy being lonely forever.
So, here I am.
What a scumbag.
What about you, Sharon? You're obviously a very attractive woman.
I'm a bit surprised you're using a dating agency.
I've been out with guys my own age, but I find them a bit inadequate, to be honest.
Where are my manners? Can I buy you a drink?
Oh, please, they have Bacardi and Coke. Thank you.
Actually, I've got a better idea. No, forget it. Forget it. Sorry. New at this. It's against the rules.
What?
Well, it's just that there is the most lovely moon out tonight, and, well, I
know this view of the Thames.
Don't do it, Shaz. Stay in the pub.
It's just that Elaine said I should always stay around other people, especially on the first date.
Quite right, too. Bacardi and Coke.
Shaz's anxiety is evident as she sits mulling the situation over. She looks at McLean, who's standing at the bar. Then she gets up and walks over to him.
Stay where you are. Shaz is in charge.
That's dangerous.
She's a police officer. It's meant to be dangerous.
Shaz is holding the flowers as she and McLean walk across a dark and deserted waste ground towards a railway viaduct.
Tell me about your wife.
My wife? That's a strange question.
Sorry. So where are we now?
It's just a shortcut.
Yeah, I know.
Are you cold?
No.
I'll make us a little fire.
Oh, careful, Shaz.
What about the view?
Women feel the cold more than men.
Women need warmth.
What a nutter. Just get him to talk.
This is going
to
end badly, I just know it.
There's an area of Westland to the south. If he follows the same pattern, he's going to be
like a needle in a haystack.
There'll be a fire.
Just let him confess.
McLean's made an open fire.
You asked about my wife.
Maybe we should get back.
She was a slut, Sharon. Told me she loved me. Told me she wanted my kids. A slut and a liar.
She is dead, though.
Lives in Aberdeen. Amounts to the same thing.
Shaz stares at him.
There's a restraining order against me.
I see.
Do you see? Do you know where she met her gingery Scotsman? Father of a little ginger children.
No.
The dating agency.
I was working all hours. That slut.
I was meeting men through a dating agency.
You don't know where she is.
Manage a supermarket.
You don't travel around the country?
No.
I don't believe you. I think you've been to Bristol and Norwich.
That's a lie.
You said you had a dead wife and lovely kids. That wasn't true, was it?
You're a slut, Sharon.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you are.
What's that?
It's just the moon. Pretty, isn't it?
It used to be on a necklace that he gave to my wife.
It's a romantic present because they met at this dating agency.
What did you do to the girls you met?
You're a very pretty slut.
Hold your nose, slut!
Go.
He's dead,
he's dead,
do you want to know the irony of all this? That bitch lives in ginger happiness, and me, I got cancer, Sharon. Yeah, eating me, killing me softly. Now, sluts. Sluts have to be branded, Sharon. Like cattle. They're like cattle. They get slaughtered. See, you can't touch me. Nobody can. Because you see, I die of cancer in a prison cell, or I die of cancer as a free man. So you can't touch me, Sharon. But I can certainly touch you.
Shaz manages to pick up a screwdriver that's lying on the ground nearby. She rams it into McLean's stomach and blood spurts out. She flees across the waste ground.
Shaz!
Jazza!
Shaz!
Jazza!
Hang on. I heard something. Over there.
Shaz is stumbling towards them. Shaz walks to Jean and puts her head on his chest.
Drake!
Jean puts his arms around Shaz as Ray, Alex, and finally Chris all move off towards McLean. Now Jean finishes a drink, then walks from his office through the deserted criminal investigation department and puts the file on Alex's desk. He looks at her desk drawer, then leans down and pulls it open. Inside is the envelope containing Sam Tyler's personal belongings. Jean briefly touches the leather of Sam's jacket, which is protruding from the envelope, then closes the drawer. He stares down at the drawer a moment longer, then slowly moves away. In Luigi's.
Come on, you boys. Sally, get in the bar.
Oh.
Well, can I just say... Order! Order! Come on. Can I just say that I might not have been the greatest supporter of women in the police force? It's not my fault I've got an illness with a posh name.
What is it? Misogyny.
But what Shaz did tonight was incredible. And I, for one, am very proud to be a colleague of yours.
Shaz nods her acknowledgement.
Now go make my dinner.
Whatever you do next, Shaz, I'm sure you'll be brilliant at it. I hope he always know you.
Of course he will.
Right, Shaz, let's put an end to this leaving nonsense.
Have you promised you wouldn't mention it?
I lied. It's long been an ambition of mine to see you out of your uniform.
Gosh.
Oh, no, out of the uniform. What I'm trying to say is if you keep up this quality of work, you'll be in CID by Christmas.
Can't be serious.
Well, I'm not being serious. I have these rather lovely crinkly lines just at the side of my eyes.
Crow's feet, Gov.
Thank you, Christopher. What do you say, Granger?
I say yes.
Darkness momentarily surrounds Shaz.
Welcome!
To Shaz, everybody!
Shaz!
To Shaz!
Jim joins Alex at the bar.
Quite the showman.
He has his moments.
You did well, Alex. Really well.
We all did. We're a team.
Team.
Jean has spotted Jim with Alex.
I hear you've been in touch with Manchester.
There were some files I was interested in.
Sam Tyler's files?
Yeah.
You think he killed him, don't you?
I think who killed him? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he did too.
Jim walks away, leaving Alex to ponder this. She looks over at Jean, who turns to meet her gaze. Ray sees Elaine approaching Jean.
Gov.
I heard what happened. You did a fine thing.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can die in a nice warm cell in prison.
Elaine steps forward and gives Jean a passionate kiss on the lips.
If you ever want a date, Mr. Hunt, call me.
How did you do that?
Well, Raimondo, you either got it, my friend, or you haven't.
To Shaz!
Now Chris, Shaz, Ray, and several others are dancing. Jean joins Alex at the bar.
You know we make a good team, Bolly. Posh Totty and a bit of rough.
Uptown girl, downtown man. Look at Shaz. She's blooming.
One thing, though. Teams stick together through thick and thin.
I know.
They don't go behind your back. Digging up old files. Old files that are better left well alone.
Good.
See, Keats and people like him, they want to take us down, Alex. So no matter what he says, don't help him.
He walks away. Alex looks back to where Shaz is dancing. A look of deep unease settles on Alex's face. She has a vision of a disfigured man. He's standing in a field, wearing a police uniform, one side of his face all but blown away.
Be a party pooper, but Countryman's going to keep me here a wee bit longer. D&C want me to build up a profile of the long-term efficiency of this department.
Let's just call it snooping, eh?
Mum, Manchester's been on. Do you want anything else sending down on the Sam Tyler case?
No, fine. Thanks, Chess.
These are cases dating back to 1980. All your grubby little secrets and malpractices waiting to be uncovered. I'm going to unearth you, Hunt.
Stars. Why stars?
Yeah, Alex has been talking to Manchester. That's interesting.